You're listening to You've Got This, episode 172. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to chat a little bit about how I'm going about goal setting for 2020 and talk a little bit about 2019 reflections, because I think that's a big part of planning for the new year is thinking about the previous year and some of the things that maybe you're proud of that went well that will be continuing on into the new year. And it also gives you, I think, some ideas of maybe things you want to change or that didn't go so well also. So I thought I would start this episode by talking a little bit about some of my 2019 accomplishments that felt really good this year. And I recently blogged about this as well, so I will link to that in the show notes in case you want to check that out in writing form. And I also link to a bunch of stuff in the blog, which I can also link to the show notes as well. And then I thought I would talk a little bit about what I'm prioritizing this year as I start to think about 2020 goals. And of course, this is all in kind of preparation for next week's episode when I'm going to talk a little bit more about my 2020 goals and intentions. And this is something that I have done annually on the podcast and on my blog and really enjoy doing. If you know me at all, you know how much I love doing goal setting and planning. So I thought I would model that a little bit this year and just tell you a little bit about what that's looking like for me. And especially during this time of transition, as I move states and I move my house and I move into a new job. So that is very much on my mind. So, okay, let's kick off with some 2019 accomplishments. And one of the things I think that's kind of helpful to know is how to go about kind of collecting these accomplishments. Like, how do you think about and reflect on what might go on this list? And what I did was I looked through my CV because some of these things were kind of more traditionally being noted on my CV. And I also went through my planner and my calendar and looked through some of my writing projects and just kind of like had a gathering moment. And this was actually part of the work that I did for an event that I facilitated in Prolific, which is my online community, where we were talking about 2019 writing accomplishments. So I was also kind of getting into that mode of thinking about those writing accomplishments. And this is actually a really good time for me to mention that I recently redesigned Prolific, and now it is not just about writing and publication, but it is more specifically about meaningful productivity and aligning your goals with your values. So if you're like kind of sucked into any of this stuff as I talk about it on the show and you're really interested in meaningful productivity, check out the new Prolific, and I'll link to it in the show notes, but you can get there at prolific.mn.co. It's also linked directly from my website, and maybe this is a community that you want to dive into this year. We're doing a lot of fun stuff. I am going to do an episode in a couple of weeks talking specifically about the new Prolific, and I call it Prolific 2.0, and some of the events and things we have coming up in 2020 that I think you might enjoy. Okay, so I looked through my planner, I looked through my CV, and here's some of the stuff that I came up with that I consider to be some of my most memorable accomplishments from 2019. I had about a six-month streak where I walked 10,000 steps every day. The streak ended when I got sick in November, and I have not yet got back on the wagon, so I will be completely honest with you. But that's what happened, and I'm super proud of that six-month streak. I also wrote morning pages daily since May of this year. That's when I started that practice and have just enjoyed it so much, and I know I've talked about it on this show before. I ended up releasing an edited collection that happened in the spring of this year on the business of innovating online. And that was one of two edited collections that I edited for my work with Oregon State eCampus, and was super fun to have that come out this year. In the second half of the year, I started booking monthly massages, which ended up being a really important part of my self-care to have that in my calendar and to have it be something I could really look forward to. And that was a big deal for me. So I put that on my list of accomplishments. Also book related, I finalized all the details with my two co-authors for a new book that's releasing in January of 2020 on alternative academic careers. And I am super excited about this book. Of course, I will link to it in the show notes. For people who are thinking about going outside of the tenure track. This is really the book that I wish I had had when I was graduating from grad school, starting to think about what I wanted to do next. And the only thing I could find was career guides about being a faculty member. So this is that alternative career guide if you are not a faculty member and you want to kind of grow and evolve in an alternative academic career. I think you'll really enjoy this book. So the other huge writing project that I had this year was working on my coach training manual as I started to develop my coach training. And I ended up writing over 37,000 words this year for that and counting, because as the year wraps up, I am finalizing that coach training manual and there's still quite a bit left to do. So I'm doing a little bit of a writing sprint at the end of this year and kind of fitting in as much as I can before the move. I'm sure I will update on that at some point, but if you're following me on Instagram stories, you're going to see some of that coming up soon. I also ended up hosting 7 writing groups throughout the year, and I have another one launching in January, so I'll link to that in the show notes. I'm pulling quite a bit back on this year. I'm only going to facilitate a couple of these groups just because I have a lot of other programming going on, and I'm trying to balance out what's going on with the coach training and my new job. This was something that continues to bring me so much joy to work with writers, so I'm going to continue doing it, but just on a lesser scale. And I loved every moment of working with these writers in these writing groups. Over the summer, I created a new keynote on radical self-trust, and then I got to deliver it for the first time in December, which was so fun. And that was a process I really enjoyed working with this year. Speaking of radical self-trust, I also facilitated 4 group coaching offerings of the 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust program that I designed and launched this year. And also, that was just so much fun for me and continues to be an incredible addition to my professional life and a way that I can serve my clients. So I really enjoy that. I launched a beta version of Slow Hustle, which I talked about previously on this show, and I have just a couple slots left for 2020. It has filled very quickly. So if you're interested in Slow Hustle, definitely shoot me an email and let me know. That starts in kind of late January, and that's the Business Building Mastermind. Again, such a helpful and wonderful addition to my own kind of professional life this year. And I just loved working with the people in this group. We also interviewed several of the people in this group on Make Your Way for season 6, and I can link to that in the show notes as well. That was a really fun way to kind of close out the year, to hear the stories of the people who'd been in that group as they're starting their businesses. If you'll remember, earlier in the year, we renovated our kitchen and some bathrooms in our house, which was a huge accomplishment this year. And then also around the same time, we bought a new car. And those felt like really big financial milestones for us, that we had the funding available to do both of those things. And so that made my list. I also, if you've been to my website, you know that I overhauled my business brand and my website earlier this year. That happened kind of over the summer and into September, and was a pretty big deal in terms of a lot of time that I spent doing that. So that made my list. I also sent and received a ton of letters this year. I did my letter writing challenge where people wrote into me in my P.O. box. And that has been just so fun. And I've met and kind of engaged with a lot of people that hadn't contacted me before. So that was really great. I will continue that letter writing into 2020. I plan to release my new P.O. box probably on this show and in various places toward the latter end of January, once I'm kind of settled in. So keep an eye out for that, because I would love to write you a letter this year. Okay, so in 2019, I also coached over 300 hours with dozens of clients and really kind of deepened my experience with my coaching. I am getting very, very close to upping my level of certification, which is what you can do after you've coached for 500 hours. So I hope to do that in early 2020, and I'm really looking forward to it. I facilitated 24 live events in Prolific, and those included things like virtual sprints and writing retreats, which were so fun for me to be taking part in along with the people in that Prolific group. And I'm doing a few less events this year, but we are going to be doing monthly goal and intention setting, which I'm really excited about. Okay, one of the huge things on my 2019 accomplishments list is that I launched coach training. That was such a big deal for me to do in October, and the first round of enrollment is also very close to filling up. The way that people have responded to this has just been so affirming for me, and understanding that there is a gap in the market for coach training for higher ed. And of course, all the information is on my website. I can link to it for you to check it out. But this was just a big leap for me to spend a lot of time designing this, not really knowing how it was going to go. And so far, it's going really well. So I can't wait to do coach training with folks in 2020. As part of my day job, I ended up conducting over 100 interviews for a really large qualitative research project that I did in 2019. And all of that data stays with my team. I feel like it was like a gift to them that they have all this data that they get to sort through. And that was huge. It took a lot of my time, especially over the summer. And so that was a big accomplishment for the year. I also read 86 books and counting in 2019. I'm really hoping to hit 90 by the end of the year, and I have a couple weeks left, so maybe that's possible. I can link my Goodreads profile. I'd love to connect with you there, and you can also see the things that I've been reading this year. I gave myself the gift of 2 creative retreats this year, one in the first part of the year and then one in September. These continue to be really generative spaces for me and really important parts of my creative life. I hope to continue this in 2020. It just feels like a gift, and I'm so glad that I did it. Also in 2019, I recorded and launched season 1 of the Coach to Coach podcast, and I just finished recording content from season 2, and that's going to be coming out probably starting in February of 2020, and such a fun project, and I'm so thankful to the people who engaged with me, both as listeners of that show and as guest coaches who came on the show as well. Earlier this month in December, as I record this, I celebrated my 15-year anniversary of marriage to my partner. What a milestone that is, and so proud of us and the relationship we've built together. So that was a really fun milestone from this year. And just a few more things. I ended up earning over $100,000 of gross revenue in the side business for the second year in a row. And we were increasing our revenue by about $25,000 in the business. And that felt like a big accomplishment. This was a year that as I list all these accomplishments, it was a really full year of lots of things going on, and many of them related to the side business. So seeing that growth is another kind of affirmation of the direction that we're going in, and that clients are feeling like they have programs and services that really fit their needs. And that is always an amazing feeling. And then the last couple ones are ones that you're pretty familiar with by this point. If you've been listening to the show in the last couple weeks, you know that I accepted an offer for a new job and that I'm transitioning to a role at Kansas State University. And we're selling our house and buying a new one. And those things both happened in the past few weeks as well. So huge, huge accomplishments for 2019 that feel so important. So when I look back on all of those things and think about what those accomplishments mean for me, they give me some priorities for what I want to be thinking about in 2020. And again, I'm going to get into those 2020 goals and intentions next episode. But these are the things that are kind of on my mind as I'm planning those. One is this idea of transition. And how can I set myself up to do a good transition in a way that feels good to me, but also to have some stability in the midst of that? Because as a person who really loves discipline and routine, I've got to figure out a way to be uprooted, but also to feel rooted in certain things. So those are things that are on my mind to the degree that I decided to choose a phrase, maybe not a phrase of the year. Some people do a word or a phrase of the year. That feels like too much of a commitment to me, but I definitely want to do a phrase, at least for the first quarter of the year. And what I'm really using to set an intention for that time is the phrase deeply rooted. And I like the word deep because I think it implies kind of an intensity. It implies being in the middle of something, like if you're in the deep, dark woods. And also the idea of kind of connecting it to being rooted is that I can always turn back to my values. I can always turn back to the things that are kind of centering for me, even in the midst of change and transition. So deeply rooted is kind of what I'm focusing on. And then the other thing that I'm kind of trying to prioritize because of that transition and because I know it can be kind of uncomfortable, especially in this first part of the year, is thinking about self-care. And sometimes self-care comes in the form of things like massages, which I've been doing, but also in terms of setting boundaries and learning how to say no and all of those kinds of things as well, which are not always easy, but I think can help when it comes to self-care. So next week, I'm going to share some of my goals and intentions for the new year. And those are what I'm thinking about: how to have stability within transition, how to stay deeply rooted within my values in the midst of evolution and change, and how to practice self-care in the year to come, and especially during this transition time. Now, of course, I really want to hear about your 2019 accomplishments and what's on your mind as you're setting goals for this new year. And you can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. And soon, very soon, you will be able to write me letters again. And I look forward to receiving them. I'll share that P.O. box when I have it. So I am rooting for you so much if you are in the process of goal setting and planning mode, or if you're just wrapping up the year and really looking forward to some rest. You do it the way that you need to do it. And I would love to hear about it, whatever it is you have planned. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.